Are you ready to apply God's Word to your everyday life? Welcome to the Ancient Mysteries, Kingdom Principles podcast. My name is Joseph. I am your host and the AI voice of Kurt Landry Ministries. Together we will unlock the ancient principles of the Bible that empower your faith and equip you to move to greater levels of kingdom authority. The title of today's podcast is Unforgiveness Blocking Heaven's Power in Your Life. Unforgiveness is poison to the soul. It blocks heaven's power from being released on earth, specifically in your life. Unforgiveness is a defiling root that causes bitterness to burst forth. When unforgiveness hangs, lures, moves, and functions within you, bitterness is the natural byproduct. Hebrews 12:14-15 says, "Pursue peace with all people, and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord, looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. Instead, let us be the light full of love and life." Isaiah 55:7 says, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Yeshua said, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Matthew 6:14-15. In other words, when we choose to forgive for any offense, known or unknown, it opens doors of opportunities and new beginnings in your life. Forgiveness opens doors to new beginnings. We are in the Hebrew year 5781. The number 8 represents new beginnings. Think of the number 8, the number of the new beginning, like this. The top circle of the 8 is heaven. The bottom circle of the 8 is the earth. When things in heaven and earth begin to flow together in synergy, the power of heaven comes to earth. God is releasing new beginnings for your life and your nation in this decade of the 5780s. There is a new beginning power waiting for us in the Lord. However, what stops that power from flowing is unforgiveness. How to break through unforgiveness? The answer is quite simple. Repent. In Haggai 2 and Isaiah 55, the keys to breaking through unforgiveness and having the Lord's will manifest on earth as it is in heaven is to turn from wickedness and return to the Lord. This is repentance. Put your repentance into action. Forgive. Just as Yeshua asked the Father to forgive those who beat him as he hung on the wooden cross, we are to forgive those who hurt and offend us. Forgiveness is a choice we make, sometimes daily. It is a door that the devil does not want you to open because when you do, you unlock the doors of heaven, creating new beginnings in your life. Connect to the courts of heaven. When you repent of offenses, known and unknown, and walk in forgiveness, it creates a direct connection with the courts of heaven. Yeshua's blood covers you and the Holy Spirit guides you. The synergy of heaven to earth is manifested. You start to see the supernatural power of Matthew 6:10 released in your life. What is written for you in the heavenly books begins to flow down to earth. Be aware of mixture, don't be yoked with unforgiveness. Read Haggai 2:11-19. Thus says the Lord of hosts, "Ask the priests for a ruling, if a man carries meat that is holy, because it has been offered in sacrifice to God, in the fold of his garment, and he touches bread, or cooked food, or wine, or oil, or any kind of food with this fold, does what he touches become holy, dedicated exclusively to God's service?" And the priests answered, "No. Holiness is not transferable." Then Haggai said, "If one who is, ceremonially, unclean because of contact with a corpse touches any of these articles of food, will it be unclean?" And the priests answered, "It will be unclean." Ceremonial uncleanness, like sin, is infectious. Then Haggai answered, "So is these people. And so is this nation before me, declares the Lord, and so is every work of their hands, and what they offer there, on the altar, is unclean, because they who offer it are unclean. But now, do consider what will happen from this day forward. Before one stone was placed on another in the temple of the Lord, from that time when one came to a grain heap expecting 20 measures, there would be only 10, and when one came to the wine vat to draw out 50 measures, there would be only 20. I struck you in the work of your hands with the scorching wind, mildew, and hail, yet you did not come back to me, declares the Lord. Do consider from this day forward, from the 24th day of the 9th month, from the day when the temple of the Lord was founded, consider, is the seed still in the barn? As to the vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, and the olive tree, they have not produced. Yet from this day on I will bless you, in the harvest of your crops." Emphasis added. In other words, Holiness is between you and the Lord, it is not transferable. There is a warning about being unequally yoked with unbelief and unforgiveness. Be careful of what you allow into your mind. Guard what you see, hear, say, and sow. Be aware of the religious spirit. The balancing of walking in holiness and coming out of agreement with unforgiveness. How do you not have a religious spirit and walk in holiness? Simply put, as much as possible, avoid being surrounded by and speaking of unholy things, as this grieves the Holy Spirit. Most of us realize what these things are. The Spirit protects and communicates with us by giving us an unction inside when we are somewhere or doing something we ought not to be or do. So what do you do if these unholy things involve your family or friends? It is difficult to manage, but you must separate yourself for a while. Do not make a production of it or get into conversations or arguments about it. Simply make your yes, a yes, and your no, no, so as not to cause a rift, because the enemy is looking for a problem to exploit. He wants to use that to cause bitterness and offense. This is why Yeshua said, "But let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one," Matthew 5:37. In other words, anything more gives the devil an open door to exploit. Remember, it is not about judging the person, but judging the sin. Love and forgiveness are the things that unlock heaven's opportunities in your life for your new beginning. Thank you for listening to the Ancient Mysteries, Kingdom Principles podcast. Like what you heard? Then visit kurtlandry.com for free resources that will empower your faith to walk in greater levels of kingdom authority. See you next week.